A few people have been encouraging me to upload more things to HitRecord other than my music, so I thought I would start with doing a thought log. So this is my thought log on the theme dark. I want to start off by saying I think that dark is probably one of the most. What the heck was that? For me, dark is a very strange thing to talk about because when we talk about it, we don't really realize that we are talking about the oldest thing ever. Like, no matter what you believe in, anything before it was dark, right? It was nothing. So it's the oldest thing in the world, and we talk about it with such fear. And I think for a lot of people, if you look at it in a certain way, darkness should resemble the opposite of fear, but instead it should resemble comfort. Because when we're in a stressful situation or freaking out or something, you close your eyes and you escape. You escape into darkness. But it like that like people think if you say escape into darkness, they're thinking you're imagining murdering kittens or something, but it's like you close your eyes and it's dark and you can imagine anything you want, but it's like behind the back of your eyelids will always look dark to you because they're covering your eyes, so it's dark. So if you're uncomfortable, you escape into your own darkness and then make yourself comfortable. Humans have it in their mind because, okay, the only time we ever see our insides is either when they're spilling out of us, which is probably in some sort of violent situation, or in a medical way, in like diagrams or x-rays or when they stick cameras down your throat. So we kind of understand the inside of our body is very red and pink and flesh, but there's no light coming inside of our body, so right now we're all filled with extreme pitch black. Like there's, so it's weird that people will fear the dark, even though we're all filled with the dark. And I don't know, I think that's a little bizarre. Have to admit though that I also am mostly afraid of the dark. I do understand where the fear comes from. The dark is such an interesting theme idea because it's absolutely limitless. I think the only two limitless things in the world are associated with dark and light, and dark is obviously the half of that. The entire universe is floating in darkness. Space is darkness and nothing and eternal, and it's crazy. The dark is crazy. And then you can bring everything all the way from outer space back to a single human and look at the dark corners of their mind or their dark intentions as a human being. The dark is just insane when you think about it. It's everywhere, it's everything. And people think when you embrace darkness, you are embracing evil or something, but it's not at all like that. Like, there's nothing evil about darkness. I mean, there can be, but everything can be evil. I saw a pretty mean possum once, and possums are generally pretty cute. I like the idea of exploring dark with light. And they're both beings, and dark was first, light was second, and light took a lot longer to develop than darkness did. And like, darkness had night covered from the beginning, and day had day, but day didn't know how to combat dark until fire, and fire ended up being the key point of all civilization. And yeah, I don't know if that's too far into light, but with dark comes light, obviously. I find that darkness is unbelievably magical. There's a certain feeling that I personally get when I watch movies that have to do with Halloween. I don't know why, but or not. I just think that everything in the world would look better at night. And sometimes people argue, well, what about rainbows? And it's like, yeah, but imagine a rainbow at night, it would be 10 times cooler. So I think darkness is absolutely beautiful. I like street lights in the daytime are just kind of weird little robotic arms sticking out from underground, but at night the orange glow is just gorgeous. Streets are pretty at night. It's weird. Like, just nighttime is just pretty. When I think about darkness personally, I think of like childhood. I think of just all these memories that have to do with night, and it's gorgeous. There should be a lot of comfort in dark because it's the last thing you see when you go to sleep, and it's the first thing that you see when you wake up. I mean, I believe you don't wake up when you close when you open your eyes. I'm pretty sure that you wake up just before, even if you don't remember opening your eyes. But that's a whole other thing. I just think there's a comfort in darkness, and maybe not everybody realizes it. I like the idea of exploring something along the lines of the dark corner of someone's mind. It's like, if your mind is a house, there's an area where you just don't explore, but every now and then you pass by it and you see the room with no lights on. And you feel like you don't want to think those thoughts or act on those actions, and it's just the dark corner of your mind. I really like that saying. If you do want to go along the line of darkness being bad things, then you could say people crave darkness. And I think they try and deny it to other people and to themselves, but I mean, you can't just tell that people crave darkness. It's just proven in the way that we look at things. We want bad things to happen in movies because then there's a plot. We watch the news for the bad things. The news knows it, and the news barely reports the good things. If the news reports good things, it's usually good things that were spoiled by bad things. It's just the dark crave of humans. Childhood and darkness. I remember, like, specifically when I was a child, I didn't really feel that afraid of the dark. Unless it was in a house, but I don't really count that because houses are pretty scary on their own. But like outside, playing in the day was great, but playing at night was magical. Just everything that can be magical happens at night. And that's just how I grew up with that mindset that everything that can be that we don't understand can only exist at night. And kind of wrap my whole life around that thought, and I guess with that thought in my mind, of everything I've created since has revolved around darkness in one way or another. No matter, I mean, whatever way you want to look at it, like the stories I tell are quite dark, and my thoughts are pretty dark and everything, but like, dark makes me feel happy, and light seems very fake to me. That's just the way it is. So the dark works well with others, and not so well with others. Nobody's any lesser for either. But there's this idea that light is good and dark is bad, and there's this idea that we shouldn't have dark thoughts, and you know, like, no, don't think dark like that. Don't think about things like that. But I think that's so wrong. I think that we should be free to think whatever we want. Let the things you like define you, and don't do evil things in general. Don't kill people just because it's fun. Or probably shouldn't kill people anyways. But like, thinking about dark things isn't gonna make you want to kill people. I don't think. I don't want to kill people, but I love thinking dark things. I think dark things are magical, like I said. So yeah, think whatever you want. There's a lot of people
whatever you want
that I've met who also like dark things, which is fantastic, but then they kind of deny liking light things, and that's where you get into the territory of fake. And like, honestly, I think you're just supposed to like whatever you want. You know, I like happy things sometimes. I don't like to write or listen to happy things, but I like them. I watch romantic comedies with happy endings a lot, actually. I really love romantic comedies. But I think, like, if I was to join some sort of gothic club, they would find it funny or ridiculous, or, you're not really goth. I'm not goth. I don't know why I'm even mentioning that, but I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what goth is, really. I just... I just don't think that people should deny their own likes. And actually, they're kind of putting their own thoughts and desires into their mind's basement, and basements are dark.